Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone who took time out of their busy schedule to be with us today on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and thank you for tuning in to hear this dynamic broadcast for the new year. And I want to wish all of you Happy New Year. It's so great to, be back from a holiday vacation and, just taking some time off to recharge and be with friends and, reevaluate some things. Those times are very important, and it should be important to all of us where we can just take some time off and recharge and rethink, especially when we're talking about this year, 2016, the year of the entrepreneur. So just think about it. What are you planning to do this year? You should have thought about that last year, at the end of last year. What are you planning to do this year? And we like to thank all of our listeners from around the world and our friends, our supporters, our fans, our studio audience, for being with us all of these years. Since, 2009, we've been broadcasting, on air on Blog Talk Radio, and it has been fantastic. All of the comments, the emails that are coming in telling us how much you appreciate these broadcasts, these dynamic broadcasts. And this year, we're even going into Periscope. So we'll be doing that tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those of you who would like to, hear more, because this is 15 minutes of motivation on Blog Talk Radio. But then tonight, we'll be even to go into even more depth. So if you can, somebody you may know that not able to be here, in the AM will be able to listen later on. So Periscope, 7 o'clock p.m., Eastern Standard Time. So when we talk about 2016, the year of the entrepreneur, one thing you have to be, determined. You have to make it up in your mind that you're going to be determined to do what you say that you're going to do this year. Be definite. Be determined. Set goals that allows for no turning back. Because somewhere you have thought about, look, I'm sick and tired of this. I want to change. I know that there's something more on the inside of me. And this year, you have to make it up in your mind that you're going to go for whatever it is that's on the inside of you, say, there's more. I just know there's much more that I could do. There's much more that I could contribute to society. There's much more, So be determined this year that you're going to do those things that you say that you're going to do. The next thing is you have to step outside of the box. Don't be so confined. Step outside of the box because there's a brand new world, believe me, outside of that box. You've been doing the same things over and over, year after year, month after month, day after day. But you never have stepped outside of that box. You've come to the end of it, but you never really open up that door to that new expanse, that new world out there. There's no limitations. And when you're in that box, you're limited. But once you step outside of that box, you see that there's no limitations. There's nothing impossible to you when you set your mind to do what you're determined to do. The next step, what you have been preparing for is here. It's right here. There's no need to look. Just jump in. Jump off into the deep. Launch out into the deep. And you see, just what you have been preparing for all these years, all these months, all these days you've been thinking about it, it's here. So you have to make it happen. Just like Nike said, just do it. Just do it. You have thought about it. You've talked about it. You have dreamed about it. So what's stopping you? Just do it. The next thing, utilize every tool that's available to you to launch or relaunch your business. You know, fresh new ideas. Every tool. There's many tools that we can use over social media, over the internet, that will enhance what we want to do. So you have to utilize every tool. Don't be afraid. You know, you hear people say, well, I'm afraid to get into this. I'm afraid to. Well, how is anybody going to know about what your passion is, what you're doing, if you don't get out there? How are they going to know? How are they going to find out? Because on the inside of you, there's a lot that you could share that can make somebody else's life flow even better. So don't keep it inside, because you keep it inside and it's really burning you up on the inside, you know? There's so much that's on the inside of you that you just want to explode. So utilize every tool that's available to you so you can launch or relaunch your business. Because you might have come to a standstill or a slow point in your business. You say, where do I go from here? Where do I go? So use what's available. Use the skills that you have, those gifts, talents, and abilities that you have, and share with your audience. The next thing is socialize and get to know people. How are people going to know about you if you don't socialize? You may say, well, I'm not a people's person. I heard somebody say that last night. I was, you know, in a meeting somewhere. Somebody said, well, I'm not a social person. But you have to get out. How is anybody going to know what your business is all about or what you all about if you don't get out and socialize? You know, there's many ways of socializing. You have to allow people to find out about your passion. And, you know, it's very hard for an entrepreneur to say, well, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to socialize. When people ask questions, even over the internet, you know, sometimes that's hard for people. They say, well, you know, strangers, you know, I'm not going to converse with them. But how are you going to build your client base? Because people want to talk to real people. They just don't want to see faces or, you know, or see literature about something. They want to talk to real people. They want to get to know what that person is about, what that product is about. And it's not really the product that sells. It's the person that sells. You have to sell yourself. You have to show yourself friendly. You have to show yourself personable. You have to show yourself that you are a real, live, breathing individual who cares about others. That's how you sell your services. That's how you sell your products. By people being able to touch you. Touch you in a way, I'm saying, they touch your heart. And your heart touches back to them. They want a person that they can relate to. People want to know that you care about them. So there's some socialization that has to take place. You can't be stuck behind four walls. Again, limitations. Again, you have to step outside of the box. Again, you have to show people that, you know, that you really care about them. So socialize. Allow people to find out about your passion. Because you do have a passion. But don't let it just be all blocked up inside of you. This year, 2016, remember, the year of the entrepreneur. And all of these are good tips. The year of the entrepreneur that will launch and relaunch your business. into another level. There's someone that in your socializing, they're assigned to you. And what I mean by that, there's someone assigned to you that will help you. But you're never going to know about it, or you're never going to connect with the person unless you socialize. You know, there are people out there that are willing to help you, not only, you know, whatever you're doing business-wise, but also financially. But if you're not out there socializing, you're never going to be able to connect with this person. You have to open your eyes and recognize that there's a connection out there that has a genuine interest in what you're doing. But if you never make yourself available to that individual, you're never going to realize that connection. Because there's something called the law of recognition. You have to recognize who's there for you. And you won't be able to recognize that unless you open your eyes, you socialize, and you see. Because the law of recognition is very powerful. It's very powerful. You will know. Now, that person is not going to look the part. They're not going to flaunt. But they are generally interested in your business, your products, and your services. Because something that you said, something that you did, something that you showed them, it touched their heart. It touched that person's heart. And it showed them that you really care about what you are saying, that you really care about people. And they are looking to partner with you. They're looking to, you know, sow into you financially. But you're never going to know that unless you socialize, unless you open yourself up and allow people to see your passion from the heart's view. Now, I hope you get that because that's very important. That's very important. And I know I've done some things earlier this year, even last year, where I stepped outside of the box and I said, I'm going to do something different. You know, my 2016 actually started in 2015 in November and December, where I began to do things differently. You know, you get tired of the same old, same old. So you want to explore some other things. You want to explore some new ways of advertising, some new ways of getting out there. You know, it's out with the old and in with the new. Personalization is so very important. It's very important to expand beyond our limitations or what we consider limitations. So you have to get out and promote yourself. People buy from people that they trust. You know, I got out and I promoted myself, and I got a local bookstore right now, even carrying our books, you know. I got out and I did this, and then I called up someone, and I got out and I did some socialization, and you know, just out there with people. It's not that I'm, you know, afraid of people or live, you know, behind a wall. I'm not that at all, but I did something different than what I was doing before, and I'm going to tell you, it's working. It's working. Doors are opening. Just like doors open for me, they will open also for you. So get out there and try some different things. And I know that we've come to the end of our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy what you have heard today. And I have more. You know, I couldn't get through all of the notes, but if you on Periscope at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then we could go into for 2016. So remember, these are your tips for 2016. This is the year of the entrepreneur, because this is your season. This is your turning point. And you've been listening to Gertrude Chapman. And I hope that each and every one of you will tune in next week to another segment of Your Turning Point. And for now, have a good and prosperous week.